Blog Talk Radio.
When I was a little girl, greetings. You are tuned into Blog Talk Radio. Your program is the Old Ship of Zion. Your host is Overseer Janice Ward. I am so delighted to be able to come back across these airways and skyways once again, bringing unto you the divine word of truth. I hope and I pray that all is well in your family circle, and I hope and pray that all continually to be well with you and yours. Hallelujah. I just thank those of you that just loyal and faithful listeners that continually to be supportive of this program, the Old Ship of Zion, and for doing so, God has a blessing engraved with your name on it. Hallelujah. And so I just want to just thank you for allowing me to come into your workspace. Thank you for allowing me to come into your living room area. Then I want to thank you for allowing me to ride on down the dangerous highway and byway with the Old Ship of Zion on your podcast dial. Hallelujah. And so I just want you to get your digital devices, may it be your laptop, may it be your iPhone, your smartphone, and all your digital devices, and bring them aboard. Hallelujah. Because we are in need of them. We're living in a high-tech society, and so everything is digital. So we just want you just to come aboard. I have the chat room open for your sitting and your listening pleasure. Hallelujah. And so I want to take this time, I want to take this podium, and I want to send condolences out to those of you that has lost loved ones, may it be in the last 72 hours, maybe the last 48 hours, the last 24 hours, 12 hours, 8 hours, 30 minutes, even moments ago. And we do this just to let you know that you are not alone in your hour of despair, that you have prayer warriors that's praying around the country, that's praying for you and with you. Hallelujah. That God will just restore your joy and bring about restoration unto your heart and soul. Hallelujah. And so, like I said, I just thank those of you. I want to welcome my guests. I want to welcome just supporters of this program and this ministry. And I want to just also send just, you know, welcome my friends and kinship family and all of you out there in my listening audience on today. And may God richly bless you, 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 and you. Hallelujah. So without any further ado right now, we're going to go into our opening prayer. I'm asking those of you that will to just bow your beautiful heads as we go down in prayer at this time. And we're going to acknowledge our Lord and Savior. I want to present to some and introduce to others. He is our holy deity. He's our soon coming Messiah. His name is Jesus Christ. He is a native, hallelujah, of Nazareth, yet born in Bethlehem over 2,000 light years ago. So we know that God is not still in a manger. He is not on the cross anymore. He's not in the tomb. But God is sitting high and he's looking low. And he's sitting right now on the right-hand side of his Father. Hallelujah. And so we want to just acknowledge him when we come across these airways. God said, in everything you do, acknowledge me, and I will direct your path. So as long as we keep God front and center, foremost in our lives, then God said he will keep those who keep their mind stayed on me in perfect peace. So we want to go down and acknowledge our Lord and Savior on this morning. Father God, we come with a grateful heart of your sovereignty and your love unmeasured. We want to thank you, O gracious Heavenly Father, enabling us to gather in unity, God, once again around this spectrum, God. For we know that this earthly soil that we're treading on, God, is not our eternal destination. But we know that you have lying in wait a home that's not built by mortal man. But you are the architect and you are the creator. Hallelujah. And until you crack those clouds one historical day, God, we will continue to mount up from the four corners of this earth, starting from the north, south, east, and west, as pilgrims, hallelujah, through this barren land. And I'm asking you on this morning, God, to anoint these lifts of clay, God. Able me to bring a rhema word, God, to those that may not know of you. In the pardon of their iniquity, God. And I'm asking you, God, to grace me, your servant, with words of encouragement and words of wisdom to those that are hurting deep down in the epitome of their heart and soul. We'll be so mindful to give your name the glory, honor, and all the praise. These and other blessings we ask in your Son, Jesus' mighty, marvelous name. And we'll let the kingdom, temple of God, to say amen and amen. Hallelujah. And I bind this demon. I don't know who this is trying to come in on my program, but you are not welcome and it's not your time to come on. So until I prompt you to call in, don't call into this program. I bind you in the name of Jesus. Don't come on this program. So anyway, like I said, we just thank God for allowing us to unite. Hallelujah. And to congregate around the planet as pilgrims of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And for we are to congregate and to win souls for the kingdom of God. God tell us to work until I come. So we are to work till Jesus come. Hallelujah. We are to keep on holding up the bloodstained banner for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So I'm scheduled to be with you 1 hour. I'm already 32 seconds into our program. So without any further ado, I want to take you into a program that's already in progression. Hallelujah. And so I sermon on this morning entitled An Unbroken Change. I want to say that one more time. I sermon sermon on this morning entitled An Unbroken Change. And we're talking about witnessing. So we're going to go right on, dig right on into the Word of God. We're going to go into our first key scripture. And it reads like this. It says that the things that you have heard from me, commit to faithful means. So I'm going to say that one more time. The things that you have heard from me, commit these to faithful means. And that scripture reading is coming out of the law of 2 Timothy 2 and 2. Hallelujah. Bless your holy name. So we are talking about witnessing for the kingdom of God. And we are to work while it's day. Because God tell us, he said that we have to work while it's day, because when darkness comes, no man nor woman can see how to work. So we know that we are to be about yours and mine and our Father's business. Because if it ever was a time for us to reach as many as we can, as God will allow, in a time like these, we're living in perilous times. Not only perilous times, but we're living in clueless times as well. And we're living in a time of uncertainty. Hallelujah. So it's time for us to be out in winning souls for God. And I know whenever I meet a Christian for the first time, I'm always interested in learning how he or she came to trust Jesus as his or her Savior. And I find out that each person has a different story to tell. But they all testify that they learned the truth because of the effort of others. May it have been their parents, their pastors, their Sunday school teachers, their Bible club leaders, their friends, writers, someone had rightly observed that the body of Christ grows through an unbroken change of teachers. Hallelujah. In our today's scripture, we learned that Timothy became a believer, hallelujah, through the influence of his grandmother Lois and his mother Eunice. And these teachings, hallelujah, Paul in 2 Timothy 1 and 5 and 2, the apostle told Timothy to become part of that change and to commit these truths to faithful men who would be able to teach others also. We know that the faithful men that Paul had in mind were probably church leaders. Yet he was expressing a principle that applies to every believer. We have to receive the truth from someone. Now it is our gracious privilege and our solemn duty to transmit those truths to others. So you and I are to go into the highways and the hedges, the byways. We'll go into the cracks and the crevices of this world, compelling men and women, boys and girls, old and young, hallelujah, to commit their lives to God, hallelujah. And so we know that if we, hallelujah, if we are on our mission, and our mission is for Christ, then we are eagerly telling each other about Jesus Christ on a day-to-day basis. When we're out on our itinerary, we are, hallelujah, witnessing to one another. As we go to and for, hallelujah, we're telling everyone that will listen about Jesus. We know that God did not throw his gospel, his Christian ethics on anyone. And God is not going to throw his Christian ethics on you and I. But God gave us a choice. And he tell us, he said, to choose ye this day who you're going to serve. Because we know that we cannot serve God and Satan at the same time. For we know that light and darkness cannot walk hand in hand. So you can say to yourself, think of yourself as a link in the living chain that extends from the time Jesus lived on this earth to the present. We must keep that chain strong by telling others about him so that the gospel will reach to the future generation. And it is up to you and I and us to tell this generation about a God that hung, bled, and died out on Calvary Cross. Over 2,000 light years ago, it took 39 stripes across his backside. His parents were the spurs in his side. Crown of thorns was placed upon his head. Gigantic nails was driven in his hands, his right hand and his left hand, and his one feet placed upon another. And spikes drove from the top layer to the very last layer of flesh. The Bible says that blood and water came gushing out. The Bible also said that Jesus died like no one else in mankind, in humankind. No one else died like God died. And God was not a sinner. God did not sin. The Bible says neither was a guile found in his mouth. But God was holy. And it had to take somebody that was without sin and blemish to go to Calvary Cross. Jesus was the only candidate, hallelujah, that could go the distance. And so God went in our stead, yours and mine's in our stead. And Jesus didn't get a kick out of going to Calvary Cross. And he said that much. He said that it's not my will that I die. But Jesus, being the obedient son that he was and that he is and that he is to come, hallelujah, he said, it's not my will that I die, but it is the will of my Father. So Jesus tells you and I and us, give me a passion for souls, dear Lord, a passion to save the lost, or that thy love were by all adored and welcome at any cost. You know, we're here on this planet Earth for a reason. We're not here just to live and have fun and get married and have children and have a home and car and money. But we are here for a reason. We are here for one purpose, and that is to be a servant in God's vineyard. That was our whole purpose, was to serve God. Hallelujah, wholeheartedly. And the Bible says that the good news is meant to be shared. So you and I are to go into, he said, go into the world. He didn't say preach another gospel. He didn't say preach your gospel or my gospel. But he said preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So we are to witness, be witnesses for Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. And so Acts 4 tells you and I that Peter and John faced opposition from local rulers, elders, and scribes as they proclaimed the good news of Christ. Hallelujah. But their reaction caused their opponents to start thinking, even though Peter and John were not highly educated, the people marvel at the bold, hallelujah, witnesses and realize that these two men had been with Jesus. There was no need for a bumper stick on the apostles' donkey. Their words and actions said it all. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. I want to ask you on this morning, do you feel too untrained or too timid to be a witness for God? If your answer is yes, You should spend time getting to know Jesus. He'll just empower you to express and impress upon others with himself. You'll have boldness, hallelujah, and you will have courage to tell of Jesus and his love for mankind and womankind, hallelujah. Bless your holy name. And we just thank the Lord once again for being able to unite around, hallelujah, around this earth, this planet. Who would have thought that God would made available a platform, hallelujah, for us to be able to congregate and fellowship in the beauty of holiness. Hallelujah. So we're going to read our second key scripture. It says, all give thanks to the Lord and call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of 1 Chronicles 16 and 8. And you know I'm so thankful for the assurance that we have that we will be with Jesus, hallelujah, after this life. We have trusted in him to forgive our sins. There is no greater hope. It is now our privilege to share that hope with as many as we can. And Peter 3 and 15 encourage you and I and us. Always be ready, hallelujah. Always be ready to give a defense to everyone who asks you your reason for the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. You and I and us, we have the opportunity from God, as David said, to call upon his name and make known his deeds among his people. The story of so many people we love are not yet ended, and the privilege to tell them about the love of Jesus is a gift most precious. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And there's old hymn that says, I love to tell the story. More wonderful it seems than all the golden fancies of all our golden dreams. I love to tell the story. It did so much for me. That is just the reason I tell it now to thee. We should let our days be filled with a longing and an opportunity to tell our story of Jesus and his love for you and I and mankind. Hallelujah, Jesus. The Bible tells us, says that, I marvel that you are turning away so soon from him who called you in the grace of Christ to a different gospel. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Galatians 1 and 6. Hallelujah. Have you ever witnessed caution? The moving walkway is ended. Caution, the moving walkway is ending. If you ever use an automated walkway as an airport, you've heard this kind of announcement repeatedly. You might ask, why do airports repeat this announcement over and over? Well, it is to ensure you and us and to protect us from liability if someone were to be injured. The repeated announcement can be annoying, but it has its values. A matter of fact, the Apostle Paul thought that repeating a warning was so vital that he did it in the text of Galatians. But his statement had value far beyond the danger of tripping at the airport. Paul warned them not to listen nor believe him or angels from heaven if they preach any other gospel than what they had already heard. In the next verse, Paul said it again. It was a warning worth repeating. Said that the Galatians had begun to believe that their salvation was dependent upon good works instead of the true gospel, faith in Christ's work. We find out that the gospel of Jesus, his death, burial, and resurrection for the forgiveness of sin, is the story that we have the privilege and responsibility to share. When we present the gospel, let's share that the risen Jesus is the only solution to yours and mine problem of sin. Hallelujah, Jesus. We know that he is the way and he is the truth and the light. hallelujah, and that name is Jesus. There's no other name on earth that has the power to save you and I and us. That's the only road that leads to heaven, and Jesus is the way. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. We just thank you, Father God, once again, for you just blessing us. Hallelujah, on today. You kept us when we couldn't keep ourselves. And for that, we thank you, Lord. We thank you when we give your name the glory. We give your name the honor. And we give your name the praise. And we're coming in. Hallelujah. Peter and John exhibit that same joyful generosity when they healed the lame man who was begging outside the temple in Jerusalem. And you can pick that up in the Love Acts 3 and 1 through 10. But this led to arrest and appearance before the authorities who asked. He said, by what power, or by what name have you done this? And Peter replied, hallelujah, said, if we this day are judged for a good deed done to a helpless man, let it be known to you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, by him this man stand here before you whole. And that scripture reading is coming out of the law of Acts 4 and 7 through 10. We know that tiredness is a fruit of the Spirit and powerful context in which to genuinely speak to others about the Lord. You can ask the Lord, hallelujah, to help you to love both the words and the deeds, to reach out to others and meet their needs and the burdens of the hearts that's lost in sin with mercy and love that flow from within. We know that one act of kindness may teach you and I and us about the love of God than many sermons could do. And we're talking about an unbroken change on this morning. We're talking about witnesses and telling of Jesus' love. We're talking about spreading the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. That's what we're talking about this evening. Jesus said to them, he said, follow me, and I will make you fishermen of men. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Matthew 4 and 19. And at the beginning of Jesus' earthly ministry, he gathered a group around him that would join him in the kingdom task of recruiting the treasures of lost souls for our enemy, Satan. And our job is to reach as many as we possibly can and recruit and remove from the clutches of the enemy. Because we know that the enemy, which is our adversary, his name is Lucifer, hallelujah, the prince of darkness, his MO is to steal, kill, and destroy. Hallelujah. So that's what we call him. But Jesus said, follow me. That is in the law of Matthew 4 and 19. Jesus said that following Jesus would mean a radical transitioning from catching fish to the enterprise of being fishers of men and women who were lost in the grip of sin. But the task would not always, hallelujah, be easy. Jesus referred to the quest that's taken up by cross to follow him. How do we stay encouraged, you might ask, in the battle to reclaim Christ's lost treasure? When it seems intimidating and awkward by keeping our eyes on our leader. He indeed is worthy. We can follow the one we call King. Lord, in the face of intimidation and fear, when seeking to engage others with the gospel, I am reminded that they are yours, your lost treasures. I've counted a privilege to follow you into others' lives. So you are encouraged on this morning to follow your leader into the lives of those around you. You are to witness to each one that you meet a long life journey and witness to them the good news of Jesus Christ, how they too can be delivered, hallelujah, from sin. They can be reborn, not reborn through their mother's womb, but they can reborn through Christ Jesus, who died for yours and mine sins out on Calvary Mountain. You can witness the good news of Jesus Christ. And that's one less individual that the Satan will have the victory of claiming. We're talking about an unbroken chain on this morning. That has been our sermon, an unbroken chain. And in ending, I hope and I pray that I've said something to my nature, spirit, and infuse your mind, as I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. If this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, if you have any prayer petitions, you would want the old ship of Zion to go down in prayer on your behalf, you're most certainly encouraged to send your correspondence to God House of Deliverance Pentecostal Digital Worldwide Ministry. This program has been produced by Block Talk Radio. Your program has been the old ship of Zion. Send your correspondence. Make them attentive to Overseer Janice Ward, P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California, 95020. You can log on to our web address, www.janicewardministries.org. We are now opening the lines for prayer requests. So you can call into the studio if you have any prayer petitions. Now is the time. You're welcome to call in. And the old ship of Zion would be just overjoyed to pray with you and for you for whatever prayer petition that you have on your heart, and that God will bring it to fruition. And so now we're going to take you into our second part of our program, and that is the Hymns of Zion. And that we do that to encourage your heart and uplift your spirit, or uplift your spirit and encourage your heart, whichever way you want to say it or pronounce it. I always say to encourage your heart and uplift your spirit, but however you want to put it, we bring these hymns of Zion across. We don't know who's going through what, but we're here to encourage anybody and everybody that's going through a trial of tribulation, a turbulent, a tsunami, a storm in your life. We're here to pray with you and for you, that God will hear your humble cry. Hallelujah. So right now, without any further ado, we're going to change the dynamics of this program. We're going to turn you now over to the Hymns of Zion. Hallelujah.
One. Yeah. won't leave here like you came in Jesus' name. Bound, oppressed, afflicted, sick, for the power of the Lord is still the same. So lean on somebody and tell them, you won't leave here like you came in Jesus, in Jesus' name. Can I say it again? You won't leave here something on the inside, moving on the outside.
Oh,
love all my enemies,
and it makes me
soul shall find. Thank you. have everybody.